Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4. Again, that's 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first offense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth, and I left Trophimus, who was ill at Miletus. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulus sends greetings to you, as do Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brothers. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. So this passage is the final snippet and exhortation that Paul writes to his beloved pupil, Timothy. And in the time of writing this letter, Paul is in prison, most likely in kind of a more dire situation than when he wrote his previous letters. Basically, Paul is prepared to die very soon. But even in this situation where death is right in front of his face, Paul's main message to Timothy isn't my life here in prison sucks, or you really don't know how bad I have it right now. But rather, Paul's main message is an exhortation to Timothy to preach the word. He says in the first two verses, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. Paul doesn't just give a light encouragement for Timothy to preach the word, but he charges him with it in the presence of God. It is his duty as a young leader in the church to receive the passing of the torch from Paul to spread the gospel. And to do that, Timothy will inevitably face opposition. Paul says in verse 3-4, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Paul warns Timothy that there will be people who will not hear the truth of the gospel because they just don't want to. They will hear what they want to hear and will refuse the truth. And in that way, there will be suffering in the midst of opposition. Paul explains later in the passage more on this suffering for the gospel that Paul is enduring in the form of betrayal and loneliness. In verse 10, he says, "Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica." Verse 14, "Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me." Paul lived a very hard life. He was imprisoned, mocked, betrayed. He was cold, hungry, tired, likely tortured. He was very alone. He went through it all. And yes, of course, Paul always follows these statements of hardship with how much encouragement he receives from God and how he experiences the peace of Christ. But still, it's a fact that Paul's life was really, really difficult. But what stood out to me most in this passage was what Paul says in verses 6 to 8. It says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Through all of the pain, the rejection, the loneliness, what made it worth it to Paul in the end was to be able to say to his Lord, "Lord, I have poured out my life as an offering for you." And reading these words from Paul, these heartfelt desires to love God and to live for him, I'm sure it riled up and encouraged Timothy. But 2,000 years later, today, they're even reaching Christians like you and me, even now. Let's ask God for this same heart that he gave Paul writing this letter, this desire to pour out ourselves as an offering to him. Lord, I want to fight the good fight. I want to finish the race well. I want to keep the faith. I want to endure opposition and suffering for your name. I want to pour out my life as an offering for you. So let's make that our prayer today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this truth you've given us through your servant Paul. You've shown us through Paul and, of course, ultimately in your son Jesus, what it looks like to live a life as an offering to you. Full of suffering, but even more worth it in the end. God, we want to live like this, not with one foot in and another elsewhere, but we want to live fully and wholly dedicated to the preaching of the truth, fighting the good fight, and keeping the faith. Lord, we know that the crown of righteousness is waiting when we meet you face to face. So help us, Lord, to display our love for you in the way that we live with vigor, with endurance, and with conviction of the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.